Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Following On, another remarkable day of test match cricket. It lurched this way and that. England finished on 53 for 3 in deep trouble, having bowled out India for 286. There was a terrific 100 from R. Ashwin and a beautiful innings from Virat Kohli. I'm Mark Nicholas, and in the next 20 minutes we'll have Darren Goff and Matt Prior here reflecting on the day. We'll also get a reaction from the England camp. Pretty tough day for them. So plenty to get stuck into. You're listening to Following On. I love that music. You like that music, guys? It's got me moving.
Absolutely love the music.
Yes, they let it run on a bit. Good. Matt, I love the way you've still got that one foot in the dressing room when you say, well, this one probably gone. What? Several wickets in hand.
Don't bother turning up tomorrow.
To make about 3 million they need to win this. Another 429 needed by England. 7 wickets in hand. The mighty Joe Root somehow is still there. He's just survived an LBW appeal and review that none of us can really get our heads around because he looked plumb in front to us. It said that it was hitting him outside the line of off stump. But I just wonder if the framing was right from the television picture there that you know, using the I've had a blank on what the thing's called, but if you let it run on one frame too many, the ball has slightly moved off the pad towards the slip fielder. And I wonder if that's pushed the point of impact as regards has it hit him in line or not, slightly to the left as you look at the picture, and that's helped him get away with it. Because it looks to us like it's hit him bang on off stump and it's hitting middle and off. Is that a fair judgment?
I thought it was out as soon as I saw it in real time, and I just couldn't believe it was given not out. I mean, it was hitting nothing but middle and off, was it? I mean, it was absolutely dead.
It was absolutely dead. That's why I sort of questioned it, because it was so obviously out. That for it not to be given out, you think, well, maybe we just got this completely wrong.
So there's two questions then, aren't there? One, as you say, so obviously given out, why didn't the umpire in the middle give it out in the first place? What was confusing him? Because if he hit it, it was caught by the wicketkeeper. And two, why would... Well, the third umpire has no choice because it's entirely the technology making the decision there. So Hawkeye is telling us that it's hit him outside the line of off stump. And as I say, I question the framing.
Well, you can only assume the umpire's missed the fact that it's hit Joe Root's pad. And I think we heard on the stump mic that they were sending it up to the third umpire for a caught behind. He's given it out, not out, caught behind, which was right. Joe Root didn't hit it.
It hit the stump, didn't it?
I think it clipped the stump.
It clipped the stump, absolutely.
Clipped the stump. It went off Joe Root's
really? Pad. Really? Yeah, it clipped the stump.
Oh, well, then that, you know, it had to have been LBW because it will have deflected off the pad from right to left as we look at the screen.
That's right, it's dead. Absolutely. He got away with one. Listen, it's
okay.
All good for England.
Well, nice. You make your own luck.
Yeah,
you play
exactly.
As well as he's been playing, you make your own luck. Virat Kohli was less than impressed. Ravi Shastri went straight to the umpire, Nitin Menon, when he came off the field, probably to say to him, why did you give it not out in the first place. But anyway, okay, we've done that. Excellent. We know where we are. We also know that England are in deep trouble after a day that ended up being dominated by India. How and why? Because if you'd listened to the first hour and 20 minutes play, you'd have thought, well, England will probably go on to lose this test. But boy, what a fight back this morning. 106 for six, India, and they end up getting 286 and two players get big scores.
I think we talked about it starting the play, Mark, but what all you could ask of England this morning was to go out there, put in a performance, show heart, show determination, show some skill. Moeen Ali and Jack Leach get some overs under their belt and do the very best so it can take them in a good place before the next test. And it looked like we got off to an absolute flyer. We took early wickets, some great wicket keeping, some great fielding and some decent bowling. Yet, it then went away from us, didn't it, in the afternoon, and it became an absolutely laughingstock towards the end of play. The way R. Ashwin was just smashing the ball to all parts, enabled him to get to a fine 100. He had a few chances, created his own luck. But Virat Kohli's luck for me, I think most of us would agree, it was an amazing show of skill and determination for him. After taking just about 20 balls to get off the mark on a pair, that pressure, knowing he needs a win as well as captain, and the way he played was absolutely outstanding.
And I think that's the point. He soaked up the pressure, didn't he? He soaked up the pressure. He was a bit fidgety when he first went in, but he stuck to his game plan. Again, we'll keep going on about playing straight. He learnt lessons from the first innings and the shot he played, you know, rash shot he played to get out to Moeen Ali. He didn't do that. When Moeen put it in that same ball in exactly the same spot, Kohli was across his stumps further and blocked it right under his nose rather than trying to drive it away. So he'd learnt from the first innings and then put it in, you know, put it into practice in the second. And we've seen, and I mean, it's one of the basics of cricket. The longer you bat, the easier it gets on any surface. Mm. You know, you get a feel, you get a pace of the. You know, again, if you get one that's got your name on it, then fair enough. But if you stick to your game plan, stick to your process, give yourself a chance. The other thing is, Jared Kimber mentioned earlier about the ball getting softer. The minute the ball gets slightly softer, it does seem a little bit easier to bat and keep that very good ball out, and then took the runs over. But one thing I would say about it is we've spoken a lot about this pitch and we've said 250 is a par score, right? And I don't think that's any different. I was even thinking 220 would be a par score. India have scored 329 in the first innings and 286 in the second innings. Now, yes, they batted well, but we have to look at our bowling. I think you can't get away from that. You have to look at the quality of our spinners on a surface like this to allow India to get 286.
He's come out of the dressing room.
Well, he's right, though, isn't he? I mean, it's high skill factor. Let's not take any thing away from this Indian team, the way they've played, by the way. They play some fantastic cricket. Showed high skill levels with bat and ball throughout. And the difference is, I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever, the difference is in the spin department. They've got Ashwin, who's arguably the best spinner in the world. They've got Akshar Patel, who's coming to the side, and he looks $1 million to me. I really like the look of him, especially when the ball's turning. The way he comes, that low arm, but he's quite tall as well. He gets that bounce. He bowls at a good pace. And our two spinners just bowl it a little bit slower than them, and I think that makes the big, big difference. They've talked many times, haven't they? Matt was on that tour when Swanee and Monty Panesar were at their real peak, and the pace they were bowling it made it very difficult for the Indian batsmen to dominate them. As we've seen in this test match, the difference has been on the spin department. There's a massive, massive difference. And that's why the scores are reflecting that in this test match.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair piece of analysis, actually. And certainly worth remembering that in general, that the standard of spin in county cricket, which first-class cricket in England, is quite low. The selectors have very few options. Adil Rashid isn't available. Dom Bess is sort of a bit in and out of form and was left out of this game for fatigue, they say, and a difficult second innings. And sort of, you know, all the others have potential. There's a couple of leg spinners, Verdi, Mason Crane and Matt Parkinson. There's Verdi at Surrey, the off-spinner who Gareth Paddy says isn't ready yet. But there aren't many options, and that's a big concern to me. And it's rather odd that when Somerset prepare pitches that encourage spinners, and sure enough, Jack Leach and Dom Bess have played there. Bess has moved now, but Leach is still there. They get penalties for preparing pitches that are too dry. It's an odd confusion. Now, in the old days, England, well, not that old, going back, I think, as recently as 15 years, most counties had a spinner. In the old days, every county had two. But now it's hard for the selectors to find them.
It's very important to have a spinner, absolutely. And I think that we... Look, the reason you've got to look at, why are they not, what, where are these young spinners coming from? Which counties are they coming from? And I think that the pertinent point is, what surfaces are you playing on? If this was a county game, this surface, would the county be docked points?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. So how are we going to produce top quality spinners if they don't have a pitch to bowl on and learn their trade and their craft?
But do they become top quality spinners from bowling on pitches like this, or actually bowling on better pitches that naturally turn throughout the 4 days? I've been highly critical, especially on this when we've done commentary on the past, about the pitches prepared by each county because they're desperate for results because of the bad weather we get in England. And it's the other way. We have prepared pitches in England that games finish four innings in 2 days. Gloucester versus Glamorgan, I think 2 years on the trot, has finished in less than 2 days, four innings.
But they're seeming pitches.
Yes, they're seeming. It's exactly the same situation, though, because they're preparing pitches to try and get a result.
And we've got plenty of seamers.
And it's wrong. And it's wrong in my book. Absolutely wrong.
Right, but that's the exact point, I think, is that, well, where are the pitches for the spinners? We've got all the seamers, and the ball's darting all over the place, going through the top, seaming around. But so if you get a spinning wicket, a dry pitch, suddenly it's dock points.
Well, I think you want pitches that give a bowler a chance. So, in other words, to get good seamers, you need a bit of grass on the pitch. To get good batting tracks, you need to, in the first innings of each match, offer opportunity with the ball coming onto the bat to score runs. And to get good spinners...
Do you need grass on the pitch? I mean, look at India, what they've got at the minute. They've got good spinners and good seamers. They've got seven fast bowlers that could have played in...
Well, apparently, in India at the moment, there's more grass on pitches than anybody ever remembers. There's more opportunity for seamers, they reckon, than spinners in India.
I think that they experienced a couple few years ago to try and encourage, but I think with the IPL... I think what we've seen is a lot of seamers coming through as well by playing T20 cricket. And
there's a lot of spinners coming through T20.
A lot of guys have thought, listen, we've got a lot of good spinners in this country, but the IPL is an opportunity where each team needs seamers as well, by the way. So I think that's encouraged a lot more fast bowlers to come through the system in India. And as I said, this test match, India had the choice between seven seamers. And that's without two of their best ones, Kumar and Shami, not available because they're injured. Now, them two, well, Shami especially, will be playing in this test match. He will be playing in this test match, without a doubt. He's an unbelievable bowler.
Very good bowler, yeah, but they had a lot of options with spinners too. Maybe not at this level, but they had a lot of options. There are a lot of spinners in India, promise you. In the IPL, it's astonishing. Every side's got a couple, and most of them are Indian. And most of them are pretty good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, it's an interesting discussion. I was leading to it for a reason, because we're now going to talk to England's bowling coach or spin bowling coach, Chetan Patel, who had tremendous success in county cricket himself, and of course played international cricket for New Zealand. Chetan, are you there?
Yes, I am, mate. How are you, mate?
Very good. Great to hear you. Thank you for joining us. We're having an interesting discussion. I'm with Matt Prior and Darren Goff, and we're saying that there's not enough spin bowling in county cricket, and therefore should pitches be more like Taunton or not? What's your view on that?
I think there's a whole raft of things, Mark. I think when the championship's played at the start of the year, end of the year, you know, the wickets are probably fresh at the start and wearing at the back end. Yes, maybe wickets tend to be greener. Seam bowlers tend to bowl more, I suppose, throughout those games. But I think there's a whole lot of things with it. I think being able to teach our captains how to use spinners, our spinners to be able to bowl long spells. It's even our batters to be able to play spin. It's going to take a little while to be, for us to get to a stage where, I suppose, we feel comfortable with it all.
For the point of discussion as against criticism, would you say that India's two scores in this match, 329 and 286, are too high for the surface?
Yeah, I think they've scored very well. I mean, they've been able to use their feet like they have. They've accessed the boundary very well. We probably let ourselves down in that first innings, especially not being able to bat for longer periods of time anyway, to be able to get up to at least 200, 220. 320 in the first innings of a test match in the subcontinent. Well, for me, that's pretty low. I would have expected more 450. But these are just the conditions we've got against. Yeah. And, you know, we win the first test match, they're always going to come back harder. And maybe have they prepared a wicket that's going to suit them more? Maybe so. But we have to be better as well as that.
But you mean 400 in general? You don't mean 400 on this pitch?
No, not on this pitch. But okay. 400 in general, mate.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And tell us about Moeen Ali, because anybody who has 2 weeks in quarantine and as long away from the game as he's had is asked, well, a great deal is asked of him if he's picked to play in a test match, isn't it?
It is, mate, but we also know how good Mo is. You know, he's been bowling very, very well, I think, leading into this test match, and he's shown the Moeen Ali of old. There were glimpses of that throughout the two innings that he's bowled in. And I think there were spells where he felt like he was back to his old normal self. It's been a hard slog for him, Mark. You'd appreciate that as well. And, you know, he's had a massive diet of white ball cricket. But to come back into this hostile environment where, yes, the ball is spinning and, yes, there is assistance, but against some of the best players in the world, it was never going to be easy.
No, it's a very good answer. And Jack is a an interesting character, much loved and admired. Do you think he feels expectation, or does he deal with that well?
No, I don't think it's the expectation with Jack. I think he just is so desperate to contribute, Mark. He puts a lot on himself to make sure that he's doing the right things day in, day out, and it tires him out. We all know there's tough times that he's been through. But to get back to that, I suppose not, I wouldn't say number one position in terms of the spin bowling department, but certainly in terms of the control he's been able to show from the start of Sri Lanka to now.
Yeah.
I think his bowling is...
Yeah, very good.
As best as it ever has been. Maybe there's some variations to come with it as well.
Yeah, no, very good. I mean, he's been impressive so far in this little tour of Sri Lanka. And, well, not little, very big tour of Sri Lanka. So how does the team in this situation wake up tomorrow morning? Where do you find optimism and hope?
Oh, look, there'll be some tight bodies. That's certainly how they'll wake up. 3 days of nearly being in the park every day, every session. But like there's got to be optimism in terms of the fact that, especially the way India batted in that second inning. So I thought they batted extremely well. They could score. They showed they could score. And I think the way Dan Lawrence went out this evening and played the way he wants to play, we've got to be able to trust in that. There are runs out there. It's not going to be easy. Don't get me wrong. We have to fight. We're going to have to get lucky. We're going to have to scrap. But if we stay positive with looking to score, I think we'll have a lot more success than we did in that first inning.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for so much time and congratulations. I know from a number of people what great work you're doing. So it's great to chat to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you.
Well, wasn't that interesting?
Listen, it was an interesting chat and he speaks very well, Jeetan Patel. I was lucky enough to be with him, obviously, not long ago in New Zealand. And he's highly respected. He talks there. There's a long way to go for the spinners. And he talked about the captain as well, learning how to, and captains in general, knowing how to marshal the spinners. But I think Joe Root actually, in the last test match, handled the spinners brilliantly. And I think this test match, he's tried to rotate them. He's tried to rest them when he feels they need that rest and bring his seamers into play. But it's very difficult, isn't it, when you're in conditions like this where you want your spinners to be bowling just about all day. I mean, we've seen that India. They've got three spinners in their side, so they can benefit from that. But Joe, we know, can bowl as well. He probably could bowl a few more overs himself, Joe Root.
Well, we might have three spinners if we had Adil Rashid here in the form he was in Sri Lanka a couple of years ago. I think Jeeton's point about captaincy is more in the first-class game in England.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
I think he's saying that not enough caddy captains really understand spin.
Yeah, because what Matt was saying about playing on the pitches we play on.
Yeah, right. I mean, I was so pleased he said that because it kind of follows on nicely to what we were saying about counter cricket and having, because the only way captains are going to learn how to captain spinners is if spinners are bowling, and they're only going to bowl if they've got pitches to bowl on. And as he said, it's not the occasion. When I played and I might be out of touch, but certainly when you had a spinner on, particularly early season, he came on for an over before lunch.
Yeah.
And that was it. Oh, over
spot
before
on.
Lunch, spinners
no, no,
on. And you'd tick him over and you get to lunch and you go have a nice lunch. That's it. You wouldn't go, right, we need our spinner to bowl
right.
Three sessions.
It's not like Hampshire, mate, in
no.
The 80s and 90s.
Well,
where you had two, you
more,
had two spinners.
I was a bit more adventurous. Well, we didn't. What do you mean?
You had two, didn't you?
No.
Well, you did.
No, I didn't.
Udall, Maru.
Well, Udall certainly didn't play in the 80s.
Well, the 90s, you had Udall and Maru. You had
Maru,
two spinners.
Maru did, but they weren't. With respect, we're not talking. Anyway, well, let's not go.
But it's the whole concept of spin as a feature in the game of cricket. So it's captaining it. It's not just bowling it. It's captaining it, and it's batting against it. So how are our batsmen expected? No wonder it's such a shock, because when have they ever batted on a surface like this in county cricket? Well, they would never have.
In practice, possibly, because what happens in practice facilities is but they never get looked after, a lot of them. And you turn up, don't you, on to day 8, day 9 of a practice facility, and it does do that, and it turns square. But that's the only time, I agree, you would practice against it. And some batsmen would say, if the ball was doing that in practice, they say, I'm not batting on there, you're doing me more
okay,
harm than good.
I'm going to leave you with a thought because we want to move on. I'm just going to leave you. My view is that in first-class cricket in England, there should be sympathy for pitches that are prepared dry for spinners. Indeed, a great deal more sympathy than for pitches that are left damp and grassy for seamers.
I'm with you. I can't do it.
And I think that should become an instruction from the board. I think it's very important not to allow average seamers the chance to profit on damp, grassy pitches. I'd rather average spinners began to profit on pitches that spun a bit.
I agree with you, Tom.
And then you would develop a culture for wanting to bowl spin, and I think that would help the game and help the batting against spin. So we come to the next point. Tomorrow, Joe Root's not out overnight with Dan Lawrence. Very important innings for Dan Lawrence, and a very exciting innings, actually, for Dan Lawrence.
Yeah, and I enjoyed how he came out. So we can sit and argue, you know, his technique and whether it was the right game plan, but he came out with a game plan and he came out to be proactive. And he said, I'm not just going to sit here waiting for a ball with my name on it. I'm going to use my feet. I'm going to work it over to the leg side. I'm going to back my ability. Right, how have I scored runs to get me in this position, to get me selected to bat number 3 for England? How have I scored? Well, I'm not going to go away from that. I'm going to stick with it and keep going. It doesn't matter. It's just another game of cricket, isn't it? And that's the mentality he brought to the wicket this evening, which I thought was fantastic. It is a fine line though, Goffey, as you said. He scores 100, we'll all be going fantastic, absolutely brilliant. If he gets out working across the line, gets a leading edge, we're going poor technique.
But I thought the body language from England in general when they went out today, I thought impossible task, but I think both of them, Sibley and Burns, actually came out looking to be positive in defence and attack. And that's all you can ask from your players. I think that's been a message, hasn't it, to the players from what we've seen today. Burns came out, tried to have a game plan, wanted to use his feet, played a beautiful sweep shot, by the way, but he got out and now he's under pressure to keep his place. Dan Lawrence comes into the side, looked nervous the first 3 or 4 balls, and he thought, hang on a minute, I can't sit at the crease here. I'm going to get one that stays long. I'm going to get LBW. He's used his feet and he's hit across the line, but he's played it so well. And that's his shot. I've seen him since he's been 15 years old. That is his shot. He does it so many times. Yes, it's at Chelmsford, but he might as well play his way. If he's going to fail, play your way. And that was impressive tonight from him.
Okay, well, it's great stuff. I'm just going to remind everybody that there was a point early this morning with India first at 86 for 5 and then at 106 for 6. The England really probably thought they'd bowl them out for 130, 140, and then at least there would be a game within reach. But that all changed thanks to that tremendous partnership of 96 between Virat Kohli and R. Ashwin, so much so that India went on to get 286, and R. Ashwin became one of the very few players to have made, on more than one occasion, to have taken 5 wickets and made 100 in test match. Oh, I've got the stutters on. And he's going to play a big part in this game going forward now, isn't he? He and Akshar Patel, and we haven't even seen Kuldeep Yadav, the left-arm wrist spinner. What's realistic for England? Playing with pride and getting 250?
Yeah, I think that would be gold dust, wouldn't it, if they could get the 250. I think we all realise now it's almost, well, it is impossible for England to win from here. But get some pride. We've seen how India played. You get a partnership going, you can score. There's runs out there, without a doubt. It's going to be difficult because we're talking about Ashwin here, one of the best spinners in the world, if not the best, at this moment in time. So it's going to be difficult. And as I said, I'm hugely impressed by Akshar Patel. And we've not seen Kuldeep Yadav bowl much in this game yet. Now, if he gets it right and gets his pace right on that pitch, he's going to be an handful. So to get to 250 will be very difficult. But if we do, it'll be great going forward into the next game.
Yep, I agree. And I think, okay, what's the mentality? Very rarely in a test match do you turn up thinking, right, I've got, what's my own game? They can, England batsmen can almost have an individual day where they can think about, right, how do I want to progress? How do I want to develop my game? What do I want to get from this day? Because most other days you turn up, there's a scoreboard pressure. You're chasing a game, you're saving a game, you're winning a game, whatever it may be. Look, let's put it, that has to go to one side now. Now it's about, okay, what did I do in the first innings? How can I learn from that? And how can I be better in the second innings? So how can you take your individual game forward, knowing that we've got two crucial test matches coming up after this?
Great stuff from Messrs. Goff, Pryor and Jeetan Patel over in Chennai. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage today. TalkSport 2 mainly, but bursts on TalkSport as well. Don't forget Times Radio, this important offshoot bringing the best journalism and reporting from the Times and the Sunday Times. We're delighted to be a part of what's happening in India. Today it's gone India's way and probably it will tomorrow, which might make it one all in the series, but the cricket never fails to entertain us. From all of us here, we have a brief look back at today before tomorrow we turn our attentions to England's rearguard. Goodbye.
Moeen goes in. Go! Right arm over, it flicks into the leg side. Oh, now Ollie Pope has done very well at short leg. He's flicked it back.
He dropped his bat.
Pujara has got into a tangle.
Oh dear. Sending the clowns there.
And the decision from Anil Chowdhury is... out.
You were bang on, Goffy. It was like the circus, that wasn't it?
Oh, comical.
Oh, Rohit Sharma's got an absolute ripper from Jack Leach. The bails have been whipped off by Ben Foulkes, and Ben Foulkes is nodding.
Here is Leach again.
Down's got him. Stumped.
In other news, Ben Foulkes. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that might be out. That might well be out. Yes, it is.
Moeen will start a new over to Akshar Patel. He's beaten on the inside edge. Takes him on the pad. Give it out, LBW. England have another one. Leach goes in. It's short wide and Virat Kohli hammers it through point for four.
And back goes Virat Kohli. And with the minimum of fuss, he works that ball into the leg side with his bottom hand. Acknowledges the crowd.
Quite remarkable innings.
Another bouncer. This time he goes offside. Another overhead smash. There's no fielder out there. What a way to go to 50. Tremendous performance from a talented cricketer who may yet cause more pain for England in this test match.
That is a sensational knock for his team.
On this occasion, Moeen Ali gets one to turn and bounce. And it is given out, Virat Kohli LBW.
Oh, now Ashwin dances down and slaps this away over wide long on. He's going to be going at Moeen Ali here for more.
Here's Leach again, bowls and cut away behind square on the offside. And it's beaten Moeen Ali at backward point for four. And it takes Ashwin into the 90s.
Moeen is on his way. He's bowling over the wicket to Ashwin. Down the pitch, he's edged it. It's flown over Ben Stokes. It will go away towards the boundary. And the crowd can no go officially bonkers. Because Ravi Chandran Ashwin takes his helmet off and celebrates He goes to 100.
Ravi Ashwin, take a bow. What a fantastic knock this is.
Leach goes in for the fifth ball of the over, and Siraj has swung this one into the leg side. He swung it high, high, and handsomely into the stand.
Oh, Siraj, what a strike.
Like that. Bowled him. That's the end of the innings. Ravi Ashwin has a big swipe across the line. India finish 286 all out.
Left arm around. It's hurried up. It's hit Sibley bang in front. Up goes the finger. And Dom Sibley will walk off. 3 from 25 deliveries.
Ashwin again. Down comes Lawrence and gives it a good spank over long on. Wow, that's a fabulous strike. Miles back, it's gone. Rory Burns, the Surrey captain, who's going well here like he did in the first innings of the first test, and that's out. Caught at slip, would you believe it? Akshar Patel is in to Jack Leach, and he's turned it to backward square leg, and the night watchman has gone.
On DAB+, online, on your smart speaker, and via the TalkSport app.
That's what the crowd wants to see.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai. Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.